Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting
gesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
What are the secrets of the world's most successful, influential, and fulfilled people? How do they behave? What do they believe? How do they interact with other people? What are their secrets in building their dream life? And what can you learn from them and model into your own life? We're gonna take on the ideas of competence and developing your expertise. Because look, you and I both know the most successful people in this world, they have a high level of degree of knowledge, skill, talent, ability in their given chosen fields. So we want to help you get there a little bit faster by just sharing some very simple things that you can do. And again, some of it might be common sense. Your job is to make a common practice in your life, because making common sense, common practice, is called mastery. But let's jump right in to getting a little bit smarter, a little bit faster in your given area of emphasis. The first thing we want to teach you today is that confidence in life, which you and I both recognize is something that is vital to your success, the ability for you to develop more confidence and genuine confidence in your area of expertise or the things that you're trying to do in the world or just your own personhood, stepping into your full confidence, is so critical to your success and fulfillment and happiness in life. And when I say confidence, I don't mean like a forced confidence, like wandering around beating your chest like, look at me, I'm so awesome. I'm talking about a genuine, sincere confidence in your ability to figure things out, in your ability to get ahead in life by working hard and working smart. And I think when I think about confidence, that's one of the main things I think about, is real confidence comes across from someone to me, not because they're the smartest or the bravest or the best looking. Confidence comes across because I can sense in them there's something that they're like, I got this. I can handle this. There's a piece and almost a center about them, if you will. Sort of they have the little gravity, you know? They're standing there, they're grounded, they're strong and they're solid. Not because there's not chaos going on all around them, just like there's chaos around you and me. Not because there's not stress or challenges, but because there's something about them that says, you know what? I can figure this out. You know, in my own journey, in my own life, I've learned to develop that level of confidence in my life where I know I can figure things out, you know? Give me enough time, enough focus, I can figure out how to move these things or do these things to get ahead in my life. And I hope you feel the same way. That's why I say, and we begin with, confidence equals competence. You know, this is an old psychological phrase. They often call it the competence-confidence loop, right? Because it really is an infinite loop. The more you develop competence in your life, knowledge, skill, ability in any given area, the more confident you'll be in it. Just like as you learn any new, like if you ever learn any sports, as you learn sports, the more that you understand the rules, the more you understand how it works, the more confidence you get in it. When you first tied your shoe, you were unsure, you do it more and more and more and more, you have more confidence, now you're more confident you can do it. the more confidence you have in your life too. We've proven over and over and over again in psychological studies that the more confidence you have, the more likely it is that you're gonna go learn things. Because people who are not confident are often scared of learning, because learning by its nature requires an understanding that there are unknowns. Right? A lot of people are very uncomfortable with the unknown. They kind of freak out. They have no confidence when you throw them into a new situation or a new environment or a new way that they have to learn something. They freak out. They really shut down and turn off. And maybe you've been there before. I've been there before in my life. So what's the solve? The solve is understanding. If you need more confidence in your life, most of the time you need more information and you need more application. Meaning you need to get more knowledge about what to be doing, and you need to practice it and do it more often. And if you get those two things, you know what to do, and you are doing it over a consistent basis over a period of time, you'll get confident in almost anything that you're doing, as long as you can get out of your own way. But here's something to understand here. If you're going to succeed in something, you're not likely to barrel into it if you don't have competence and if you don't have confidence. And here's what we know from high performance studies. As an example, High Performance Academy, we've been able to find that people, if they don't sense they have competence in it, here's a few things. They look at it and they say, I'm not gonna give any attention to that. I'm not gonna try that. They are less resilient from rebounding from challenges and problems. They're less resourceful in trying new things. And worst, they just don't want to engage there because they don't see a future identity for themselves there. What do I mean by that? Well, if I don't think I can understand it or master it, I will not engage with it. But see, that's what keeps most people back in their lives. They're like, oh, I don't understand it. So they stay away from it. But if you have a goal and you have a big dream in your life, you have to understand you're going to have to learn your way into it. And to learn your way into it, you have to get very comfortable with saying, okay, I don't know it now. My job is to learn it and to take it upon yourself to learn the very things you would have to learn to achieve that dream. That's a competency mindset. Most everything I do in my life, I had no idea how to do, even though now many of them I do at a seven-figure level. You know, I make seven figures, eight figures a year now, over $10 million a year shooting videos. Why? Well, because when I first started shooting them, I got better at them because I had a competency mindset. This, for me, talking to you like this, used to terrify me. And maybe if you shot videos, you kind of know how it goes, right? The first time you go to shoot a video, you're kind of like, hi, how are you? You know, you're kind of weird and awkward. Or you try to like tell the world who you are, but you don't know how you sound right. It's like, hi, I'm Brent Burchard. Well, that sounds lame. Hi, I'm Brent Burchard. Ooh, too excited. Hi, I'm Brent Burchard. Sounds fake. And you're like, I can't even explain who I am without sounding like a dork. That's going to be how it goes the first time you learn anything new. But a competency mindset is okay with that. Competency mindset, it's like, even though you know you're sucking, you're confident because you know you're going to figure it out. You know you're going to get better at it. So all this might be common sense, but let's apply it and measure it in your own life. Let me ask this question. Is there anything in your life that you haven't achieved because you haven't been willing to learn the things that would be required to achieve it? I really want you to think about that for a moment. Is there anything in your life that you have not achieved because you are unwilling to spend the time, take the energy, or have the confidence to learn the things that would be required to achieve it? When I ask CEOs around the world, they kind of bend their brains about this for a second, and then they start thinking about it, they're like, yeah, man, there's a lot of things I need to learn right now, and I just haven't. And I say, well, how haven't you learned it? And usually, their first response is a lie, which is, I don't have the time. Now, if it's important, you take the time. Most people are just scared of what they don't know. They're scared to push themselves into areas of unknowns. It's like I can wander in any situation in life and say, you know, I'm going to figure this out. So I can go in confidently, even if I don't know it. Now, I don't go in there conceited, and I don't go in there overconfident. I go in there saying, I will figure this out. If there's something that is important to me in my life, I will uncover the learnings. I will get better at it. And that is the most important thing you can do right now, is sit down with a piece of paper and say, okay, what are my goals? What are my dreams and my ambitions, my aims? What would I have to then learn to be able to get there and to develop for yourself a real competency plan, a learning plan for yourself to get there? Okay, I'm going to take this class, I'm going to take this class, I'm going to go to this seminar, I'm going to read this book, and then I'll get closer, right? And you have to have that. If you don't, you know, one of the most important things I recognize from the top 2% is they actually have a learning and development plan in place. If you go into corporations, this is very, 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 very standard for high potentials. They recognize a high potential person in the company. They say, you know what? Let's put this person on a learning path, a skill path, a learning and development program to help them grow into the next roles in this business. So we have to learn to develop those for ourselves. If you're an entrepreneur or your company doesn't do that, you have to develop that for yourself. And even if your company is doing that, don't rely on them. What would it take for you? I mean, really sit down and think about your own learning plan. The only reason, personally, I've been able to accomplish everything I've wanted to so far in my life has very simple to do. Well, A, I have low ambitions. No, I'm teasing. The reality is, here's what it is. For me, personally, I always knew how to learn my way into that. I'd find the seminar. I'd find the mentor. I'd read the books. I'd try. Only because I had enough confidence in myself to figure it out, and because I'd create a plan to develop more competence. And guess what? It's true. The smarter I've become in doing what I do, the more confident I've gotten. The more confident I've gotten, the more bold I've been able to be in learning new things and trying new things, which made me more confident and more bold. Make sense? So I want you to think about, most people, they attach their confidence to just their self-esteem. How do I feel about myself based on my past? I'm like, that's not always a great question, because the reality is, maybe your past shouldn't have anything to do anymore with how you feel about yourself. I know that's hard to tell people often, and I always get criticized for it. But as mature, aware adults who are conscious now, we should be able to say, okay, how do I want to feel about myself in my life? And live into that, regardless of the past. Because you know what? You, I, everybody we know, we've all struggled with something. We've had challenges. Some people had bad parents. Some people had bad situations. Some people grew up in tough circumstances. But nobody can use that as a total blame or total excuse for where they are today. That's why Marty Seligman, the former president of the American Psychological Association, when he stands up, he says, I don't think we should put that much weight on the past anymore. And he's able to do that is because we shouldn't hitch our identity to yesterday, not as mature, conscious adults. Now, do some people have challenges with their confidence because they're stuck in sort of infinite negative loops of thinking about their past? Absolutely. For those folks, it's really a couple of different options. Sometimes it requires getting help, getting therapy to overcome those things. But you'll notice that even all great therapies, whether it's, you know, any psychological therapy or even cognitive behavioral affective type of trainings and psychological methodology, it always comes back down to the same thing. Even if we journey into the past to understand it, to deal with it, to reimagine it, to just be okay with it, the job of the therapist, even if they take you back there, is to bring you right back to today to help you make better, healthier decisions and enact better, healthier behaviors for yourself today. What do I say that on? Because if your confidence is lacking today, you certainly can go all the way back and discover something about your past that will help you make yourself more confident today. Or you can do the hard work of becoming more competent today, becoming more competent in your area, learning more, understanding more, challenging yourself more to learn new things that will give you a little bit more confidence. That has a lot to do with the second piece of advice I have for you here, which is to master the critical skills on your path to success. This is one of the defining hallmarks of the top 2%, in that they're willing to say, okay, for me to have that dream, what skill would I have to really master to get there? Even though it's uncomfortable, and I really mean a skill set, not just knowledge understanding, competence understanding in terms of understanding conceptual things or understanding theories. I'm talking about an ability to do something over and over and over again with a high degree of excellence, skill development. But here's what most people do. They avoid this like the plague. Do you know why? Because in our new culture, in the modern culture, everybody has been taught to outsource skills. It's incredible, right? In the entrepreneur world, it's the biggest lie being told today. It's, dear entrepreneur, you don't need to learn everything. Outsource everything. Focus just on the one thing you're good at, just on your strengths. By the way, you should absolutely focus on your strengths. It's very important. But here's what I keep finding over and over and over and over again in our modern culture is that they're saying, just outsource everything and play only to your strengths. We have to be very cautious of that. And here's why. There are skill sets that are important. If there are skill sets that are important to your long-term success in your business or your chosen field of endeavor, master them. Do not outsource them until you've mastered them. What do I mean by that? Well, let me give you an example. I decided I want to share my message with the world. I wanted to inspire people. You know, I wanted to change people's lives. And I realized along the way, I was going to have to learn video for that. Now, I was terrified of this. I was not a public speaker. I know that it's hard for some people to believe sometimes because I yap so much now, but I was scared to death to speak. The first paid speaking gig I ever got, because I was a peer counselor on my college campus, they asked me to come and speak to a sorority. I walked over to the sorority, and before I got there, I turned into their alleyway, and I threw up all over the place before going. I was so nervous. I couldn't speak. But I thought, you know what? Do I really want to change the world? Do I really want to change people's lives? And I use that experience to motivate me a little bit and say, you know what? If I'm really going to change people's lives, I have to learn how to talk, man. You know, I came from Montana, from an economically depressed old Irish mining town. I mean, I came right out of the cave dragging my knuckles. You know? I didn't know how to talk like this. I didn't know how to emote and share emotions with people or inspiration. It was a skill I had to learn. Public speaking was a skill I had to learn. How to talk to a video camera was a skill I had to learn. But look around the rest of my business, to give you an example, because I'm a writer and a trainer. You know, so many of the skills that I had to learn, people said, Brendan, don't do those, outsource those. They said things like, outsource your online marketing, outsource your copywriting, outsource your web page design, outsource this, outsource this, outsource this. But if we outsource everything, then what happens when one of those people we've outsourced to quits? What happens when, if we've outsourced everything, when it's just back on us again? Matter of fact, what if we outsource everything and we never learned it? Can we truly manage it to an exceptional level? Because we don't even know what the moving parts are. How do you manage something that you don't even understand? So I keep telling people, if there are critical skills that are vital to the key to the success of your business, learn it. At first, for me, it was video. I taught myself how to do video. I took it as far as I could. I learned the skill set for me. But then I brought on Travis, who helps me do this now, because he was better at it. But at least I understood what it was, so that as we started working together, we could collaborate intelligently. You know, he wasn't just dealing with a dummy who knew nothing about this. So we could innovate and change things and make things better. So I encourage you, if it's a critical skill set, learn it. So your job, sit down today and ask yourself, Given my real dreams and desires, the next level of achievement for me, what skills would I have to learn? Would I have to learn to go to the next level? And most of those skills that you're going to write down, you know what most people do in the 98%? They're aware of their skill sets, but they never built an action plan for developing them, right? So for example, one of the skill sets I'm learning right now, I'm like, if I really want to keep changing the world, now, and I want to reach more people where I live and in my hemisphere, one of the skills I need to learn is speaking Spanish. Now, I didn't just suddenly wake up one day and say, I need to learn some Spanish. I look at my ambition to serve as many people as I want, and I think it will serve me to do that. So that's a skill set, speaking Spanish. Great, right? Language is a skill. So I thought, okay, how am I going to do that? So I'm going to have to enroll in some courses. I'm going to have to get a coach. I'm going to have to get a tutor. I'm going to have to immerse myself in that culture to be able to learn how to do that. I mean, I can say burrito right about now, right? I have no competence in it, but I have full confidence I will figure this out, because learning any skill is the same over and over and over and over again. You immerse yourself in it. You get training in it. You get coaching in it. You model people in it. That's how it all goes. And you know this. But my question is, what skill set could you take to the next level? When I'm working with an Olympian, it's often very the same thing. It's like, what skill do you need to learn more of? And they might say, well, you know, I need to learn how to, you know, I need to learn how to shoot that free throw better. Now, they already know how to do it, but it's taking that next level. That next level is always where true confidence and competence and, frankly, true ability to stand out from the rest comes from. If you get just a little bit better than most people, you become world class. I mean, just a little bit. You don't have to be 1,000% better than people. If you're just a little bit better than your nearest competition, people see you as the worldwide leader. It's unbelievable. And it's so easy to get there if you'll take the time to develop the skill sets. Most of the skill sets that allowed me to reach over $10 million of revenue personally a year, as I really struggled to do all that and figure out my business, most of those skill sets, you know, they took a couple, you know, years, sometimes a decade or more to develop. But I had that long-term view in mind. And I said, I'm going to get better at that. I'm going to learn how to copyright. I'm going to learn how to shoot sales videos. And by the way, I was not a marketer or a salesperson. I thought, I should learn that. If it's going to be my personal brand and I want to get my personal message into the world, I need to learn how to sell it, right? And so to do that, I took training courses. I went through programs. I tried. I tweaked. I tested. And now today, I can write a piece of copy that will make hundreds of thousands of dollars. I can shoot a sales video, literally, that has done over $4 million in 5 days online sales. How? Learning over and over and over again. And the more you develop skill sets beyond anyone else, the longer it takes the market to catch up to you. Then you're gonna have 3, 4, 5 years, sometimes a decade of a stride ahead of everybody else, because most people won't take the time anymore to develop skills. They wanna outsource. So you wanna have your critical skill sets developed for your business, for your life, to be able to get ahead.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.